Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
Packers, Niners. See, this is what I hate. We talked about this early in the week. This was Green Bay laying 1.5. I liked it. Now it's Green Bay laying 3. I don't like it as much. So as of right now, I don't have a play. But this is a good game in the 4 o'clock window. Do you have a way for people to bet it, even if it's just the lean?
Packers.
Okay.
All day. I think the Packers
being... Are you playing it?
Yes. I think the Packers being favored, and it's at a full field goal, even though no one's betting on them.
Okay.
Big.
Sure.
You're dealing with Nick Bosa may not play. You're also dealing with Brock Purdy may not play. Purdy is banged up both...
This line suggests he's going to play. If he wasn't going to play, this would be...
No, if he was playing, the Niners would be favored.
Me. No, that's what I'm saying. Well, no. Packers are the better team. The Packers should be favored.
Oh, I disagree.
Even with Purdy.
Okay, look. We have a disagreement there. But I'm banking on something that's dangerous. I am banking on the Packers finally putting it together. I've been waiting. And look, I still, this is, I'm not making an excuse for them. It's something I think to be true. Jordan Love with that MCL week one of the season and getting back in a hurry, then the groin injury. He hasn't had his lower half right all year.
And he's been a walking turnover in sum total because of it.
Exactly. So I feel like, okay, are we now far enough away from the injuries? We're at home. We stole one last week. A really banged up, messed up Niner team comes to the table. And again, the Niners are showing some Bengal-esque stuff here. If it's losable, they're finding ways to lose. You know, Moody's all over the place as the kicker.
Yeah.
Then you end up last week, they clown car blow a 14-point lead.
Geno's running in the end zone late. Yep.
I just feel like Packers spot here. The line leads me that direction. I'm going to go Green Bay. Plus, if Purdy's out, it's an auto play. You may as well jump the number now.
Yeah, I mean, if I knew that, I think I would just, comfortably lay the 3 points. My concern is Love continues to throw picks. They weren't exactly playing good football against Chicago last week.
No, I'm saying that's where I'm banking on an actual performance.
Yeah, I know what my eyes tell me. San Francisco's dead. But if I'm the one to bury them too soon and I get haunted like that, do you consider that at all, that San Francisco is technically still alive at 5-5?
Yeah, Michael Myers.
And there may be a run still before they're actually dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I would worry about betting comfortably in a team that's got a quarterback who's throwing a lot of picks.
Agreed.
So I'm going to stay. But I like your read of the line tells you it's Green Bay or pass.
Yeah, it just jumped out at me. Yeah. Hey, look, I can ride alone if you don't want to play it. I'm going to play the pass.
And you're not even getting a great number at 3 flat either.
No. Okay. But I guarantee you, by the time this app drops, or if it's Sunday morning and people are trying to listen to this on their morning run or coffee run or whatever, and the news comes out that Purdy's not playing, this thing's going to bump to 4.5.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you'll I'm going to take it now at 3.
What is Purdy's status? I didn't realize it was that close to him.
Yesterday, it was like parentheses wheelchair. It said legs.
Plural?
Yes, plural. Both twigs dilapidated.
Okay, I just searched Brock Purdy. Shoulder injuries while he exited practice yesterday. Calls his status tenuous after the MRI on the shoulder. That doesn't sound good.
I'm taking it back.
Boy, that do I take the Packers too?
Yes.
Evan, do I take the Packers too?
Yes.
He's giving me the thumbs up. Evan says take the Packers. All right, I'll take the Packers. It is the right side.
You're damn right it is. Next.